Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. People from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It's super cool to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 3/4 of 10. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve the problem any way you want. Remember, the problem was 3/4 of 10. Solve it and then come back to hear how we solved it. Go. Okay. Pam, do you want to solve first or do you want me to?
I want you to first. So, okay. Kim, 3/4 of 10, what are you thinking about?
3/4 of 10. I kind of like this problem because when I see 3/4, I like to think about 75%. Mm-hmm. And so 75% of 10 is just 7.5. And I'm thinking about, how do I know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
How do I know that? 75% of 10.
I can think of a way.
Yeah, go for it.
I wonder if you're thinking about 75% of 100.
Mm-hmm.
So 75% of 100 is 75, but you're clear that you're a place value scaled down by 10.
Yeah, I think that's probably it.
Okay.
Is that what you do? What'd you do?
No. So I could stay in percents, but I really was thinking about fractions. But either way, I could think of 1/2 of 10.
Okay.
So 1/2 of 10 or 50% of 10 is 5. Okay. And then, but I want to find 1/4. So I'm going to half that again. So 1/4 then of 10 would be 1/2 of the 5, which is 2.5. Mm-hmm. So if I have 1/2 of 10 and 1/4 of 10, 5 and 2.5, that's going to be, add those together to be 7.5.
Nice.
That's what I was thinking of.
Nice.
But I just thought of one more.
Okay.
Because 3/4 of 10 is almost 4/4 of 10.
Mm.
This feels very Kim-like to me.
I know what you're doing.
Do you want to finish it?
No, it's okay. I'm taking a drink of water.
And so 4/4 of 10 is 10. We just found 1/4 of 10 to be 2.5. Mm-hmm. So to get 3/4, I can subtract that quarter. So 4/4 minus 3/4 or 10 minus 2.5 is also 7.5.
Yeah. Those are really nice because of the 10.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's also nice because of the 3/4. There's different ways that we can think of 3/4. So what did we do? We just thought of 3/4 as, I thought of it as 3 1/4.
Mm-hmm.
You thought of it as 75%.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also thought of it as 4/4 minus 1/4.
Nice.
And I kind of also thought of it as 1/2 and 1/4.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't ever think of it as 3 1/4. I really thought of it as 1/2 and 1/4. But you could have thought of it as, once you found that 1/4, you could have blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Okay. So you heard what we did. We can't wait to see your math strategy. Represent your thinking. You can take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did and comment on their thinking.
And while you're at it, tag me on Twitter at PW Harris or Instagram, PamHarris_math or Facebook, Pam Harris, author of mathematics education. And make sure you use the hashtag MathStratChat. So make sure you check out the MathStratChat problem we post next Wednesday, right around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then pop back here to hear what we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure outable.